Unit 4. Key text. Finland for foreigners.
Facts and phenomena.
Finland was the world's most expensive country back in 1990. But it is now much, much more affordable, especially compared with its Scandinavian neighbors. Despite its size, at 338,000 square kilometers, this is Europe's seventh largest country. Finland has less than 5.5 million inhabitants. Even Helsinki, the capital, is called home by a mere 1 million souls. So you won't see skyscrapers in any Finnish cities. This is instead a land of considerable wilderness. Of 187,888 lakes, 5,100 rapids, and 179,584 islands. The lakeland offers endless activities: fishing, swimming, rafting, canoeing. But for real beauty, trek to the far north, to Lapland, where you'll see more moose and reindeer than human beings as you hike through vast pine forests, and where the eerie beauty of the midnight sun in summer is matched by the strange fire of the aurora borealis, or northern lights, in autumn and winter.
The silent type.
Finns don't feel uncomfortable with silence. They have no need to fill in the gaps in a conversation with small talk. With a little help from intoxicating liquids, a Finn can be most talkative during a long evening in a pub. But the next day, your Finnish friend may not even nod to say hello, and you may wonder whether you've been recognized at all. Winter is the most hopeless time, when many people are depressed, and at minus 15 degrees Celsius are disinclined to stop and chat on the street. There are ways to cope with the Finnish tendency to quietness. One is to accept it as a local custom and just read or meditate more in Finland. Or you can plan your trip to coincide with the summer months, when Finns break out in a frenzy of dancing, singing, and all-around merrymaking.
Seasonal attractions.
The tourist season in southern Finland and the Lakeland is from early June to the end of August, when all attractions, hostels, and camping grounds are open, steamboats ply the lakes and rivers, and festivals are in full swing. This is the time of the midnight sun, when Finland doesn't sleep. During the rest of the year, Finland hibernates. The tourist season in northern Finland, including Lapland, is quite different. There, mosquitoes are unbearably annoying in July, but September is delightful, with its autumn ruska colors. October and February, March are good times to visit Lapland to view the northern lights and enjoy winter activities. The Christmas holiday period is also delightful in Lapland. After all, this is the official home of Santa Claus. Helsinki also has a unique tourist season. In July, local folk desert the city for their summer cottages, and many offices are closed for the duration. However, it's a great time to visit as a foreign tourist. The weather is pleasant, the markets bustling, and cafes and bars set up their outdoor tables.